They were starting in the bottom of Samach Vav and right by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, V'chulam, ein mitamim bebeit abliyah. So when it comes to the ofot here, even though they did the wrong avodah on the of, and the of is basul, nevertheless it's not a nevela. And that is because the melika acts like shechita, and just like shechita is mitaher, an animal from nevela, turns it into a treifa if we find something wrong with it. So to over here, the problem makes this animal into a treifa or probably psula in terms of the karbanot. But in terms of shechita, the melika will act the same way that shechita does to be mitaheret from being a nevela. Umo alim behen. And you will have a problem of mi'ila because the item or the bird was never freed from being hektesh. Chutz, mechatat of, shasa lamata, kimasei chatat, l'shem chatat. Unless you do the chatat properly. If you did a chatat of properly, then you end up with a situation where there is no mi'ila because the status of a chatat when it's done properly is kula l'kohanim. Once you have a hedge of the kohanim, there is no mi'ila. So chatat that's done properly, the bird then is given to the Kohanim entirely. Nothing ends up on the Mizbeach, chutz min the dam that was put on the Mizbeach, and therefore there is no problem of Me'ila. Here comes the Machlokes, Olat Of, she'asa lamato, kimasei chatat, l'shem chatat. An Olat Of, it was Mugdash, liot Olat Of. When it came to Mugdash, they did it, lamato me'chud ha'sikra, like a chatat Of. They did all the avodot of a chatat, and they even said the shem chatat. They did everything like a chatat, except the just problem was it was an olam. So over here, Rabbi Elazar Omer mo'alim bo. Rabbi says, there is mi'ilah. Rabbi Shua Omer ain mo'alim bo. Rabbi Eliezer says, there is mi'ilah here, because you never remember taherit. You never freed it from being an olat of. And an olat of has mi'ilah in it. Whereas Rabbi Shua says, ain mo'alim bo. There's no mi'ilah. You did made into a chatat. You did everything that a chatat would do. Just like chatat has no mi'ilah, so too this has no mi'ilah. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, umayim chatat she'in mo'alim ba d'shma, k'sheshina d'shma mo'alim ba. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Rabbi Shua, I don't understand you. In a regular chatat, where there is no mi'ila, that's if you do it properly, you do it l'shma. K'sheshina d'shma, when you do it bo d'shma, you do it for some other person, some other reason, then mo'alim ba, then you do have mi'ila. Ola, in a normal circumstances, in the best of circumstances, and Ola does have Mi'ila associated with it. Now you change it into a Chatat. All of a sudden, that should take away the Mi'ila. Why? Of course it should have Mi'ila. So here the Chatat, the basic Chatat, doesn't have Mi'ila. You do something wrong in it, all of a sudden it has Mi'ila associated with it. And Ola, whose starting premise, whose basic structure involves mi'ila, then of course when you change it, it should remain with mi'ila. So Rabbi Shua responds to him, Rabbi Shua, lo. Wait a minute, let's look not at what the starting point is, but what you're trying to change it to. The chatat, you're making into an ola. Shekein shinat shema, the davar sheish bo mi'ila. You took a chatat that normally has no mi'ila, and then you did it like an olah. But when you did it like an olah, you're doing like an olah that does have mi'ilah associated with it. So that's why it loses its shame of chatat, and it has a problem of mi'ilah. Shekein shina shema, the davar sheish bo mi'ilah. On the other hand, tomar bo'olah, over here by olah, shishina shema, the shem chatat. Over here, you're trying to change it over to a chatat. Shekein shina shema, the davar sheish bo mi'ilah. When he made the change, he switched from an olah that does have mi'ilah associated with it, and he did it, the shem chatat, where it doesn't have mi'ilah. So it's not about where you started from, but rather where you're going to. So Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Vari kodshei kodoshim. Let's look at kodshei kodoshim. Sheshachtam bidarom. Kodshei kodoshim that require tzafon generally. Over here instead, he shechs them in the south. That's a psul in kodshei kodoshim. Sheshachtam l'shem kodshim kalim. And in addition to that, he did it l'shem kodshim kalim. Yochichu. Shekein shinat shemam l'davar she'im bo mi'ilah. He switched over to something that doesn't have mi'ilah. Kodshei Kalim don't have Mi'ilah associated with them. On the other hand, the Kodshei Kodashim have Mi'ilah associated with them. Because when it comes to the Kodshei Kalim, you have an item that doesn't have Mi'ilah associated with it. There is one part that has a Mi'ilah, which is the part that doesn't have on the Mizbeach, which is the Emurim. The Emurim do have Mi'ilah associated with them, but otherwise you have a clean slate. There's nothing to talk about by Kodshei Kalim. Kodshei Kodashim, the underlying submission is that they do have Mi'ilah, unless you freed it, until you get head to the Kohanim, which is the Achilat Basar that goes to the Kohanim. So, Afata Al Titama. So if that's the case, you shouldn't be surprised that Ola, Afal Pishishinat Shmala Davar Shem Shem Bo Milah, even though you switch the Olah to a Chatat that doesn't have Milah, Shimaluba, that there should be Milah so with it. So I'm Allah Rabbi Yeshua. Lo, Ima Marta Bekodshe Kodoshim Sheshachtam Bedarom, Bishachtam Lashem Kodshim Kalim, Shekein Shina Shemam Lutavar Sheshbo Isser Veheter. Wait a minute, you switch it over to something that has both Mi'ilah and no Mi'ilah. It's not totally no Mi'ilah. Why? Because the Emurim also have Mi'ilah associated with them. So true, Kodshe Kalim are free of Mi'ilah, but that's not true in totality. There's no 0% Mi'ilah associated with Kodshe Kalim. It's 90% that has no Mi'ilah. There is 10%. The Emurim that end up in Nezbech do have Mi'ilah associated with them. That's not true of the Chatat Ov. Tomar Ba'olah Shishina and Shmala Dabar Shekulu Heter. That's what we said before. The Chatat Ov that ends up on the Mizbeach is Kulo Heter. It's totally fine. There is no Mila whatsoever. So he says you can't compare the cases. You didn't make a fair comparison. So Tanya, we have a bright that's also going to discuss the discussion between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yoshua and take it a little further. Amar lo Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yoshua, Asham Sheshachto B'tzafon L'shem Shlamim. What about an Asham that you did in the north, L'shem Shlamim Yochiach?
It's a continuation of the...
It is. It's somewhat of a continuation. It's a little step back, but then it's going to push it a little further. So, Shina et Shemo, Omalim Bo. There he changed its name, and there is Mila. Va'avatal, Titama, Olola, Shafapi, Shishina et Shema, Shishimaluba. So, you also should not be surprised by the Olah that there is also Mi'ila associated with it. So, here you take an Asham that's Kodshe Kodashim. It should be Shechted in its Tzafon, and he does it in its Tzafon. But he did it L'shem Shlamim, which are Kodshei Kalim, which is the last thing that we mentioned in our Mishnah, which was that if you switch to Kodshei Kalim, that should prove my point. And we had said no in the Mishnah, because Kodshei Kalim are not 100% given to the Kohen, and therefore there is some Milah associated with their Emorim. So Rabbi Yeshua responds, I'm not Rabbi Yeshua, lo. Im amart basham shim shinat shimo, lo shinat mikomo. Wait a minute, you didn't do a full change here. All you did was change its name. You said, in the same place that you would have shekel yasham, you now call it a shlamim. That's the only thing you changed. That's not my case. My case over here is everything. Shinat shema vishinat mikoma. He changed the name from an olah to a chatat. But also shinat mikoma, he changed the location. Instead of doing it up the top of the chutah sikra, he did it below the chutah sikra. So, hello, Rabbi Eliezer, asham sheshachto b'darom. Alright, I'll take it a step further. This is similar to the case we have in our Mishnah, which is an Asham that was done on the southern side, L'shem Shlamim, Yochiach, that's on Shina et Shemo. He changed the name, number one, from an Asham to a Shlamim. Shina et Mikomo, he changed the location. Instead of doing it in the north, he did it in the south. Umo'alimbo, and you get Mila. Afatalti tamalolash, afapishi Shina et Shema, Shina et Mikoma, Mo'alimba. So why are you surprised that an Olah that switched over to a Chatat has Mi'ila in it? Now again, this is the case our Mishnah discussed. The case in our Mishnah is a case where he took a Kodshei Kodashim and switched it to a Kodshei Kalim by switching the location of the Shechita. This is the case. Now they're going to take it a step further. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Lo, Yim Amart B'Hashem Sheshinat Shemo V'Shinat Mikomo. By the Hashem here that you're discussing, that you switched over to Kodshim Kalim Avei Shlamim, all you did was switch its name from Hashem to Shlamim. Shinat Mikomo, you switched from the north to the south. V'lo Shinat Masav. But you didn't change anything about it. And Asham and Ashlamim, in terms of their matnot dam, are identical. They're both Shtayim Shein Arba. They have no, there's nothing different that you do to the Asham than you would do to the Shlamim. So I don't see any difference here. You don't have a complete change of the korban that you're bringing. Tomar Be'olah Sheshinat Shema Vet Masa Veshinat Mikoma. My case here by the Lata Oath, the Chatat Oath, is a complete change. Number one, Sheshinat Shema. I switched from an Olah to a Chatat. Sheshinat Mikoma, I didn't do it on top of the Chutah Sikra, I did it below the Chutah Sikra. But also Sheshinat Masa, I changed the actions I took over here. The way that you treat an Olah Oath is different than you treat a Chatat Oath. There's two Simanim. There is Malika, but only one Siman. So you have one Siman instead of two Simanim. That's the key difference. And the hazat, lack of hazat adam by Olah, and there is hazat adam by the Chatat. So you have differences in the Masim. So I have three things that changed. You only changed two of those items. So Mar says, Amar Rava, V'neimale. Why didn't Rabbi Eliezer respond to Rabbi Shua and say, well, Hashem, Sheshachto b'darom, L'shem Shlamim, B'shuni ba'alim. All right, I'll get you. You're right. I can't change the Ma'asim because the Sham and the Shlamim are the same Matnot Dam. They're the same part and mostly actions that are taken between them. The Emurim end up on the Mizbeach. So it's just a question of who eats the Basar. The Basar of the Asham goes to the Kohanim. The Basar of the Shlamim partly goes to the Kohen, partly goes to the Ba'alim. But otherwise, they're identical in their Avodah. So Rav Elba says, well, I do have, if you remember from earlier in the Masechta, we have something called Shinu Ba'alim, which they change who the Karban is done for. And if you remember in early in the Masechta, when we learned a lot of times, there was no specific pasuk for Shinui Balim. We had twice we had an equal for Shinu Ma'aseh, or Shinui Shema. So over there, the Gemara says, Enu Inyan L'Shema, Tenu Inyan L'Balim. The underlying assumption here, and Rashi writes it as well, is that Shinui Balim in this case would equate to Kishinui Ma'aseh Choshivo, the equivalent of a Shinui Ma'aseh. So over here, I have the Shinui Ma'aseh, and that maybe the Shinui Balim should cover it. So why didn't Rabbi Eliezer come back to Rabbi Yeshua and say, I'll fix the case, and I'll give you a case. Hashem Shishachto Bidarom. Lishem Shalamim Bishinui Balim, Shishinat Shemo, Vishinat Mikomo, Vishinat Ma'asav. It's equivalent of changing Ma'asav. Midilo Kamar Lehochi. The fact that Rabbi Eliezer did not challenge Rabbi Yeshua by this, Shmamino, Nochit Rabbi Eliezer Tameh de Rabbi Yeshua. Basically, Rabbi Eliezer caves and gives in to Rabbi Yeshua that he's right. Why is he right over here? Because this case is so unusual. And that's what his Rashi says over here. Hevin edivrei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer understood Rabbi Yeshua now. Shetamo mishum dekazavar nimshecha mishum olah benasit chatat. Basically, the olah disappears in this case. When you're talking about an olah to'of that switched to a chatat to'of, it's no longer an olah to'of. It's so totally and completely changed, it actually becomes a chatatot. It's not no longer a lot of a high tam, lek lemeimar b'shum shinui shem korban acher. That does not apply to any other korban, elo b'lat of levada. That's the only time that you have such a change, it's complete and utter change, where everything is done completely differently. Where you take away everything. You take away the shame, you take away the makom, you take away the masaf, all of those things. That's only true by olat of to move over to chatatot. That's not true with any other korban, with any other situation where you do switching. One of the key elements here is that when you switch from an olah, olah requires malikov shtei simanim. Chatat olah only requires one siman. So you can do the avodah of the chatat before you ever reach avodat olah, which is a key element over here. The reason this works in our instance is because the chatat olah requires less than the olat olah. In any other korban, when you do the shechita, when you do the avodah, you're doing the exact same thing you would have done to the korban otherwise. Over here, by chatat olah, it's the only time that you have a partial avodah that completes the avodah for that korban without ever reaching what you need for the olat olah. And that's what the Gemara is going to discuss right now. Damar Rav Adar Bravo, Omer Haya Rabbi Yeshua, olat olah shasal mato k'masei chatat b'shem chatat kemen shemalak ba siman echad nimshechet nasid chatat olah. Once you do one siman, it becomes a chatat olah. So it's a key difference between any other korban or any other animal, because every other animal had the same exact requirements in terms of shechita or melika. Over here, especially if you swapped it. If you said you change a chatat olah to an olat olah, then it doesn't become an olat olah until you go through the second siman. By the time you get through the second siman, you've also gone through the first siman, and you've done maseh chatat before you get to maseh olah. Over here, it's the only time where you can have the maseh chatat before you ever reach maseh olah. One siman, maseh chatat. You don't go any further, you never reach maseh olah. There's a unique circumstances that deal with olat olah to chatat olah. So Mar says, Iochi, chatat olah, nami she'aso lamala, ki maseh olah, b'chi malik ba siman achad, timashech v'tei olat olah. So if that's the case, a chatat olah, what you're doing above the chut ha-sikra, just like an olah, when you do a melika of one siman, it should be drawn to be an olat olah. Mar says, v'chi tei malchanam, if you want to say, okay, yeah, no problem. V'am Rabbi Yochum, mishin Rabbi Bono, kachi atza'a shel Mishnah. So this is the understanding of the Mishnah. My love, kachi atza'a, bo to go. This is the atzah. This is the suggestion of the Mishnah and no more. Lo, kach atzah shel kula Mishnah. This is the atzah of the entire Mishnah, meaning that not just this one case where you switch from a lat of to a chatat of, but maybe in reverse it would be true. Rav Ashi Amar, no. Bishlam ha'olat of she'asa l'mato k'masei chatat l'shem chatat is what I just explained. Kevin da'ayich shira b'siman echad. Since by chatat of it only takes one siman, v'ach shira b'shnei simanim, and a lat of course two simanim, v'olat of l'mato leto. That when you only go through one siman, you never get to a lat of. You never made an lat of. So as you do the one siman, you're done, you're a chatat. You don't have to ever get involved with the olat olah. El chatat olah, the other way around. Came into mar mar malika b'chol makom shira. That malika anywhere is kasher. It's a chatat olah right away because you went through one siman. That's the avodah of a chatat olah. Now you want to continue and make it into an olat olah. That's through maseh olah on a chatat. That doesn't work. How can you now change it to an olat olah? You did what was already enough for a chatat olah. You did avodah of a chatat olah. Now you want to switch it to olat olah? That you can't do.
At the end, you said that he did everything as olat olah. You know that there was, it could be theoretically that there was a moment that it was chatat olah.
That's what Rabbi Yeshua is basically saying. His dat is it only happens in this one instance where you can change everything. There is no moment where there isn't a change. That total and complete change is what makes it work. So that's exactly what makes it work. That one moment you say that it's a chatat of, that's what ruins it in these other cases. So kufa. Amar avada brava omer ayer Rabbi Yeshua lat of shesalim mata kimasei chatat l'shem chatat kevin shemalak basim enachad nimshek minasei chatat of tashma chatat l'zu. You have to bring a kan. They brought a kan tzipurim. They brought a group of tzipurim. One was for chatat, one was for an olam. Then asas shtehem lamalo. They did both of them above the chuta sikra. Mechsa kacher, mechsa pasul. Obviously, one is good and one is no good. The olah is good because you did it like an olah tov. The chatat is no good because you did a chatat like an olah tov. Shtehem lamato. If you did both of them below the chuta sikra, mechsa kacher, mechsa pasul. Then one of them is good, one of them is bad. Again, the chatat works because you did it right. The olat of is no good because you did it below the chuta sikra. Achat lamalo av achat lamato. If you did one above and one below, shteim psulot. Then we assume that you messed it up. We assume that you did the olah below and the chatat above, and therefore you get nothing. Then we assume everything is pasul. So shani omer chatat kirva lamalo av olah kirva lamato. That we're going to assume the worst scenario. The best scenario is that you did the olah above and the chatat below and everything's kasher. But we can't make that assumption because we don't know if that's true. So we'll assume the worst scenario, which is that you did it reversed and therefore nothing's kasher. So it says, Ni nami dola kirva lamato timshel chatavi chatat ov. Listen, in this situation where he takes both birds and does them below the chuta sikra, you're saying mechsa kasher, mechsa pasul. Why? Why don't we say that one's a chatat and that's what it was supposed to be? The second one's an olah that you switched to a chatat. So that also should be okay. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, you switch Nola to Chatat. I have two Chatat off now. I have two Chatat off, no problem.
Even if you did one of them, the Mata.
Yeah, it should work also. When one is done, the Mata also, and the one should be Kasher. The question applies equally to if you do one above and one below. The one below should be Kasher no matter what. Because whether it's the Chatat or the Ola, it should be Kasher. But there he's saying even more. If you do both of them below, they both should be Kasher. It's the same question, which is that anything done below should be fine over here. The underlying assumption that the Stam Mishnah in Kinim is Rabbi Yeshua. If you don't believe that, there's no question now, because Rabbi Yeshua is the author of that position. Unless Rabbi Yeshua is also the author of the Mishnayot and Kinim, you could say somebody argues on Rabbi Yeshua. They have a Machlokas Tanaim. Like Rabbi Elezer arguing on Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah. The Gemara says that eventually Rabbi Elezer caved to Rabbi Yeshua. But we don't have that clearly in the Mishnah. And so the Mishnayot and Kinim could be Rabbi Elezer. It could be some other Tano. So you have to have two assumptions here. One is that the assumption is that Rabbi Yeshua is the author of the Mishnah and Kinim, and that this case fits what Rabbi Yeshua wants. So you have to disprove one of them. The Gemara will prove later on that Rabbi Yeshua is the author of the Mishnayot and Kinim. So another way to prove this or disprove this is to say that the case is different. And that's what the Gemara does right now, which is Imar Damar Rabbi Yeshua B'chad Gavra, B'chad Gavra Mi Omar. So that's true when it's one individual. When it's two individuals, how do you know that he said this? So you see in Rashi, B'chad Gavra Mi Omar, Heyech Karbana Shozu Yalel Luzu Shein Chilek Bo. Hey, you're bringing two birds, and you're saying two of them turn into a Chatat Of. How could it work that an individual has to bring a chatat of if they're chayav in chatat of? So now I have two women, let's say, that were yoledet. They both have to bring an olah and a chatat. And then they mixed up, he took two of the birds and he put them both as below the chuta sikra. That means they both come chatat. One woman needs the chatat. The second chatat, she doesn't need. It's not useful for her. She's not chayavet in that second chatat. So what are you going to say? That second chatat applies to the other woman? You can't assign the chatat to someone else all of a sudden. So the problem here is not that you can't change it into a chatat of. Sure you can, but this woman doesn't need another chatat of. And that's the problem over here. If you needed the chatat of, sure, it would have worked fine. But here they mixed up two kinim, one would belong to two women, got mixed up, now you're doing both below, you're not helping out the second woman. You open up one woman and she only needs one chatat of. She lost her olat of. That doesn't help her. Tashma chatat ve'ola ustuma mufreshet. We actually have here a case where they have three pairs of birds that are coming along. One of them is stuma, which means that they didn't assign whether it would be a chatat ola to it. Umufreshet, we have one where it's defined which one would be the chatat, which one would be the ola. And then we also have a second pair, we have a chatat and ola, which is that somebody needed a chatat, somebody needed an ola. So they bought a pair of birds, they assigned the chatat to one, and they gave the ola to the other, meaning that they separated it out. We have a single chatat and a single ola over here. Asakula and the malo, if everything done above the chuta sikra, mechsa kasher, mechsa pasul, half of them are kasher, half of them are pasul, because we assume that all the olot that were done above are kasher. Mechsa pasul is that everything done below is pasul. Kulon amata. On the other hand, if he does all of them below the chutas ikra, mechza kasher. Again, half of them are kasher. All the chataot are fine. Mechza pesul. All the olot are problematic. Chetzin lamata v'chetzin lamata. If he does half above, half below, ain't aksherah l'stuma. The only one is not problematic here is the stuma. All of them, we assume he messed up, that he put the chatat on the up above, and he put the olah below. But the only thing is the stuma. The stuma, the undefined one, since it was undefined, which one's the chatat, which one's the olah, the kohen gets to make the decision. So we assume here that the stuma at least was done half above, half below, and therefore, one of them is a chatat, one of them is olah. Umit chalaket b'nehem, that they divide between them, and that the women divide up the positive value over here. You had six birds that are brought over here, only two out of the six are good. The women between them will assign to themselves or value-wise, say that, listen, the tuma is kasher, but we have to bring the remainder between us, we'll have to share in the cost of bringing whatever needs to be replaced over here, and the tuma is good. Ve'ilu mifurashim, but in the case of Hashem, no. And why? V'amai nehi nami do'ola kirva lamat. But over here in the case, why is it that the stuma is only good? Why are the mufreshim not good? But mind, he nami dola kerva lamato. We know maybe no law was done below the chutes ikra. That should translate or transfer into being a chatat oaf. We should at least say that everything that's done below the chutes ikra is kasher. Either it is a chatat oaf, or if it wasn't olah tov, it became a chatat tov. So why don't we say that they discharged all three of the chataot, at least should have been discharged their obligation over here, based on Rabbi Yeshua's position. So again, the Gemara can answer over here one of two cases. Before we said, either he has to say that this isn't Rabbi Yeshua, or to say the case is not like Rabbi Yeshua's case. So before we give the answer that the case is not similar to Rabbi Yeshua's case. But over here, today we say, v'chitim, this case it says, hadlok Rabbi Yeshua. Let us say that this Rabbi Yeshua is not the author of this Mishnah in Kinim. Can you really say that Rabbi Yeshua is not the author of the Mishnah? Tashma, because we have a case here. It's the final Mishnah in Masechet Kinim. It's a very complicated Mishnah. We'll get through half of it now, which is the less complex part of it, and we'll finish up the more complex part of it tomorrow. Isha shama alari alai kan imelet zachar. Woman says, listen, I want to be generous. I want to donate a pair of birds to a Kodesh Baruch Hu if I give birth to a zachar. Yolda zachar meviyashtei kinim. If she gives birth to a male, she has to bring two pairs of birds. Achat nidra, one to discharge her obligation of the nether, v'achat l'chobata, and one to discharge the obligation of the chobah, and that is because of yoledet, after she becomes tahor, after tehora from her yoleda, she has to bring a kan sipurim in order to finish off the process. Of Yoledet in the Mikdash, she brings that. Now the difference, the key difference here is that the Neder, as we know, a Neder and a Tevah only can come as an Olah and a Shlamim. By birds, that means that she took a Neder that both birds are going to be Olot. On the other hand, the Chovah that she brings as a Yoledet is Achat Olah v'Achat Chatat. It's one Olah and one Chatat. Netanatan the Kohen, she gave them over to the Kohen. A Kohen tzarich la'asotam. The Kohen, what he's supposed to do now is Shlosh Lamala, three above the chutes ikra, those are the three Olot. And one below, which is the chatat. She has one chatat in this group, and three of them are lot. But instead, lo asakin, he didn't do this. He thought they were both chovot. He both thought both pairs were for chovah, and therefore he brought two olot and two chatot. He did two above and two below. Velo nimlach. And he never checked to see. Tzricha shini now to replace. She needs to replace one item that wasn't done right. I mean that her chovah is discharged because she had an olah and a chat done. Half of her nether was discharged because she had one olah that was brought. The only thing that she's missing now is the second olah. So that's what she does. She brings a preda achat. She brings the min that she brought, whatever min that she brought. She brings one bird and replaces it. And that's it. Mimin echad. That's only true if she brought from one min. Mishnei minim, on the other hand, if she brought the birds from two different minim, tavishtayim, now she has to bring two birds, one from each min. Because here, in terms of the chovah, it doesn't matter which birds you use, whether they're bein, yona, or torim, you've discharged your obligation of the chovah. So over here, she brought two pairs of birds. She want one pair, which was bnei yona, and one pair that was the torim. So we know that there was an olah and a chatat done here from one of those pairs. So one, either the Bnei Yonah or the Torim had an olah and a chatat brought from it, that will discharge our obligation of the chobah. The problem is, as far as her neder is concerned, one was done as an olah and one was done as a chatat. So she now is minus one olah that she was chayevet to bring. That olah now she has to replace the olah that she brought one. She needs a pair for that one. She needs to bring a second one. The problem is that we don't know which one was the chovah and which one was the neder. The Kohen went ahead and took her two pairs, and he doesn't know which one he did first. He doesn't know if he did the Bnei Yonah first or he did the Torim first. Whichever one he does first, discharges her obligations for a chuvah. Rabbi says, second is for the neder. The chuvah always goes before the neder. The second pair will be for the neder. The second pair, he did one olah and one chatat. So one of the olahs and the second pair was fine. But we don't know what it was made of. But we don't know if that was a b'nei yonah, or ben yonah, or a tor that he did second. So we need a pair for it. Well, the pair, we don't know what to pair up. So she brings one ben yonah and one tor. And she says, listen, if it was a ben yonah, then here's my ben yonah, the second ben yonah to discharge my neder. If it was a tor, here's my second tor to discharge my obligation. The other one will be a nedava, will be a donation to the mikdash. But she has to bring both minim, because she doesn't know how to pair up with the second one. Now it's going to get more complex, because not only is she going to forget in the coin, forget, she also said to us in her nether what she meant. And that's the case now. If she said Pirshan Nidra, in her nether, she didn't say, I'm going to bring a pair of birds as my nether. She said, I'm going to bring a pair of Bnei Yonah as my nether. I'm going to be a pair of Torim as my nether. That's what she says. Now she's got to bring three extra birds. Why is that? Mimin Echad. That's only if she brought everything from one min. She came to the Kohen, she brought him four Bnei Yonah. She brought him four Bnei Yonah. One of them, the first two were done with her Chuvah. We know that. The second case, we know that she is messed up because she had one Ola, one Chatat. Only the Ola was good. And we know that Ola was brought from Ben Yonah. So we're good about that. We know exactly that information. The problem now is she made a neder. We don't know if her neder was about Bnei Yonah. We don't know if her neder was about Torim. Now she needs to discharge her obligation with regards to the neder. But we have one Ben Yonah that was an Ola already. So all she has to do now is bring a pair for that other Ben Yonah. And she would have discharged her obligation if she had said Ben Yonah. So she brings one Ben Yonah. In addition to that, she has to bring two Torim. Two Torim to be Olot, in case her neder was about Torim and not about Bnei Yonah. So at this point, she brings one Yonah and two Torim. Or the other way around. If she brought all Torim to the Kohen, she'll bring one Tor and two Bnei Yonah in order to make sure that she's discharged her obligation with regards to the neder. Now the case gets a little more complicated. Shnei Minim. She brought to the Kohen, instead of bringing him only Bnei Yonah or only Torim, she brought a pair of Bnei Yonah and she brought a pair of Torim. So now, again, the Kohen does him and he doesn't know which one he does first. So now we're in trouble. He did, the first, whatever he did first was the chuvah. Her chuvah is done. Her neder, now, in the case where she brought from one min, we know what the neder was brought from. We know it was brought from, for instance, the ben yonah. So all she has to do to discharge the obligation of her neder is to bring a pair for that ben yonah, plus the torim, in case that's what her neder was about. Because her neder, we're not sure, she said torim or bnei yonah. She doesn't remember either. But in this case, where the Kohen also doesn't know which pair he did first, and there were two different meanings, we don't know which Olah she has. If it's a Ben Yonah, then it's true, she'd only have to bring one Ben Yonah and two Torim. But what happens if the Kohen did it the other way around? He did the Bnei Yonah first, which were the Chuvah, and he did the Torim second. That means she has one Tor, so she needs to bring one Tor plus two Bnei Yonah. But since we don't know which one is which, we don't know which one was the leftover Olah, she now needs to bring two Torim and two Bnei Yonah to make sure that she's discharging her obligation with regards to the Nether. That way we know for sure she's discharging her obligation. She brings two Bnei Yonah and two Torim, then we know for sure she covered her Nether. Whatever she said in the Nether is covered now. That one extra bird is just going to have to be in the Deva, because we don't know what the extra bird was. The one where he did the Olah and the Chatat, the Kohen second, which the Chatat is no good at all, but the Olah would have discharged at least a portion of her nether. We don't know what that one was. So since we don't know what it is, she has to bring two of each type to replace in order to be sure that she's discharged her obligation. We'll stop here. The Mishnah gets more complex and continues tomorrow, and we'll continue with that tomorrow.